The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back this week without Dan, without Andrew. It's just myself and Brayden. No real topic, just a good old power hour. And we're sorry, but there's a surprise guest on this episode. We're not sure how he found out about it, but he snuck in. So, I'm sure you know who we're talking about. Mr. Conspiracy makes his return. This might be the last time before he leaves, before we ship him off to Australia. That's right, Mr. Conspiracy will be coming to Thailand/Australia for the better part of a year, so you won't have to listen to him too much on the show anymore. That's all we got this week, a good old-fashioned power hour. Throwing it back to the early days of ATT. All right, see you on the other side.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Case File 64. A little bit of a random topic today. I'm not sure. Everyone kind of bailed out on the original plans.
Yeah.
So we kind of want to save what we were going to talk about until we can get Dan back on. Dan's now back stateside. Stateside Dan. He is now no longer our Southeast Asian alien correspondent. He's now our
East Coast side? Virginia correspondent.
Take me home, country road alien correspondent.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and everyone else bailed, so it's just you and I back to
this is back to like the case file. Like, I think we've only done two, just us or three.
Yeah,
we did Denver Airport.
Just a couple. Oh, yes. I like it.
You know what? Denver Airport is one of our most played episodes, even though I thought it was not one of my best, personally.
Yeah, you definitely were terrible on it.
I was garbage.
Was fantastic.
Yeah, you were amazing.
Really held it together.
No, but yeah. Dan was supposed to be here. He's jet lagged. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so...
Byron's still drunk. We've almost got him back, though. He's going to be back on soon.
Almost sober?
Almost sober, Byron.
Other news, make sure if you haven't already, if you don't know, you're about to know, AlienCon Pasadena, June 12th to 13th and 14th.
Incorrect.
Okay.
We'll be at AlienCon June 15th and 16th. That's a Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
But we'll be there June 14th as well, but that's drinking night only.
Drinking night only, but
drinking
buy
night,
tickets.
Every night's probably too. But
message us. We're gonna meet with you guys. We're gonna meet places. We're gonna have places to meet and hang out. And we'll enjoy the festivities of AlienCon together. We're just going as fans. We don't have a booth or anything. We're just going to go there and enjoy our time. Other things. Oh. I noticed that our T-shirts are now much easier to order. And also, the price seems to be lower.
Well, okay. Here it is. We were horrible at sending out T-shirts. It's no lie.
No, it's not our strength.
Not our strength is doing that. We barely do the podcast, so the shirts were shit. So what we've done, we've went with the podcast masses, and we're on TeePublic. So we put our designs on there, and you can get T-shirts, hoodies, hat. You pretty much get any apparel. And a bunch of other random stuff too. So I think it's cheaper because it's not including shipping. So I think it depends on where you are is how expensive it is. But I think they're like $22 American dollars.
$22 American dollars. That's not bad.
So like
what is that? 42 Canadian shekels?
Yeah, something like that. No, they're reasonably priced and you can choose your quality. You can choose like a standard cotton or like a fucking a nice tribe blend polyester weave.
I like that. That's my go-to.
No, but yeah, there's a couple of times where I forgot to send them and then, so we're just shipping it off to a third party. It should be easier for everyone.
Awesome. Get your shorts ordered. Oh, you know what? Let's do another one right now. T-shirt contest.
Yes.
We haven't done one in a while. So, I'll announce it on Instagram. Guys, send us your designs, logos. If we like it, we'll do a limited run on our new TeePublic site of your design with our logo, and maybe we'll tweak a couple things. But yeah, so get your submissions. The best place to send them to us. I mean, you can send them to us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, but alientheorist@gmail.com. Send us your t-shirt ideas and maybe you'll see your design on TeePublic.
Okay, let's run this contest until we go to AlienCon. So June 14th.
Well, why don't let's run it to beginning of June, because then maybe we can have a couple shirts made before AlienCon that we could wear.
We could try. Let's try for that.
All right, we'll see. Yeah. So June
Wait,
1st?
How about this? There is no deadline. We'll announce the deadline a few days before.
Yes. Perfect. I like that.
But it'll be around June sometime. That's all we can say.
Yeah. Okay. UFO case file of the week first?
Sure. Let's load it up.
I'll load it up right now. This thing's getting old though, where it's time for a new one. It can only flip through so many pages before it's wrecked and getting close.
It's almost dead.
Speaking of that, on After Hours, I'll tell you about a very interesting thing. So if you are not a Patreon supporter, get our Patreon because I'm going to fill you guys in something secret after. Anyways, I'm going to push start on the Randomatron right now.
And stop.
Wow. So
things
smooth.
Sounds like shit.
All right. Fuck, I don't even know how to say these words. Ara Rains. Contactee. Truman Bethurum. Met with a flying saucer in the California desert. The saucer's captain was a female alien, Ara Rains, whom Bethurum described as tops in shapelessness and beauty. Ara Rains apparently came from the planet Clarion, which is permanently hidden behind our moon and is free from disease or danger. Miss Rains apparently was a grandmother and human enough in appearance to avoid detection on Earth. According to Dennis Stacey's analysis of the contactee era in phenomenon.
Oh, what the fuck?
What?
The Thurum met with Ara Rains at a later time in a restaurant sipping orange juice, but she ignored him.
Bitch.
and he was... Oh, that's weird. So he was arrested later for bugging her.
Oh, see. He's a creep.
He's fucking... He's just a crazy guy.
He's fucking
some chick's
creep.
An alien. That's... Oh, that was not one of the best. Hopefully the X3 sorts him out a little better. Which I'm sure it will because...
Sure it will.
The X3 is going to be
It can only go up from here.
Yeah, from that one.
At this point.
Let's get in right into some space news. I don't have much for space news. I got a pretty quiet list here.
Yeah, me too.
I just like this one, not so much for the topic that I'm about to read, but for the discussion we're going to have about it after is why I'm bringing it up. Scientists store entire music album in strands of DNA.
What?
So, yeah. So, so this article says that they figured out how to store like data and recover it on DNA strands. And they stored the 1998 album DNA Massive Attacks. Massive Attacks Epic Album Mezzanine, which came out in 1998.
All right.
And basically, they put it on a DNA strand and then they retracted it. And what they're saying is once they put it on these little, they synthesized DNA molecules and put them on these little, like, these little bead things. And then they dehydrate it, and under the right conditions, the molecules can last for thousands of years. Not only that, but 1 gram of DNA, they say, can store 1 billion terabytes of data.
1 billion terabytes?
Yeah, so, like, well, that's what it says. Fuck. But I don't know how believable that is. But the thing is, for me, I'm like, could you imagine if you could, like, pull, like, just data off DNA? Like, if there's already data in our DNA, like, stuff like that. So, like, say, like, past experiences that's ingrained in DNA, in, you know what I mean? Like, human history, it's been passed on.
Oh, so you do hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Like genetics, it's like you inherit the knowledge. No one really knows how, but that makes sense then, kind of.
But it'd be cool if, like, somehow they figure out how to pull something like that out of there. Anyways, that's pretty much the only one I had for today's Space News. What do you got? You got anything, Zell?
No, not really. Dan had some stuff, but he's not here,
I hear something in the background. Is that some feedback?
Someone's here. Oh. Oh no.
You guys gonna even ask me about what I have on these on these subjects?
Oh my god. Mr. Conspiracy snuck in.
Oh no. How long's he been here?
Who told you we ever had a podcast tonight?
I know everything, bud.
I know everything. We knew you were in town, but we tried to hide it from you. Who told you?
I'll take it to the grave with me.
He just fucking slinks in here.
I guess that's it. I guess whatever we had planned, we're scrapping. And now we're going to Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour!
That lactates when babies cry.
All right. I got nothing.
Oh, shit. What's Mr. Conspiracy been up to?
Nothing, man. Working.
Nothing.
Traveling. Living life.
Let me tell you something. None
smoking,
of our fans.
Smoking
care.
Weed.
Dealing with conspiracies.
My
dog in a van.
Mr. Conspiracy, rumor has it that you may be making a trip to Down Under.
Yeah, that's true. June 5th. I'm out of Canada, going traveling for a long time.
So if you want to meet up with Mr. Conspiracy, we make a lot of jokes about Mr. Conspiracy on this podcast, but Mr. Conspiracy in person's a real good time.
prepare you can go to be ahead, disappointed once again.
Mr. Conspiracy loves to party. Mr. Conspiracy loves to have a good time. If you want to meet Mr. Conspiracy Down Under, if you're living in Australia around that time, message us and we'll put you in contact with them.
There's a chance I might have t-shirts and some other goodies as well with me traveling. So
yeah, well, they're going to be away. His own t-shirts. They're not going to say anything about the podcast.
Pre-worn Mr. Conspiracy tees.
I'm going to be making them out of my van down by the river.
Right, it's going to be Bob Marley tees or Shea Guerrera. That's it. Mr. Conspiracy, what's been piquing your interest of late?
A while back, there was a bunch of declassified CIA documents that came out. One grabbed my eye, and what it was is a 26-long page that the CIA put a lot of effort into researching the astral plane and different dimensions and a buttload more. So kind of like Doctor Strange, like they were trying to create a Doctor Strange sort of deal. It's called the Gateway Experience. Has anyone ever heard that, you guys?
No, never.
But it sounds pretty cool.
No? I you look it up. Give it a read.
Hashtag look it up.
Tell us what you think. It goes into a lot of crazy details about, like, long hours meditating, getting in touch with, like, your third eye and opening up. And, like, it's hard to explain.
What's it called? Gateway Experience?
The Gateway Experience, yeah.
So basically...
Well, it pops right up.
You got to explain this to me, Lauren. What exactly is it?
Excuse me. So, yeah, like, the CIA hired people to try and get in touch with this stuff. You know, 24 hours a day, they worked at seeing what they could find, opening their third eye and seeing what that revealed to them, and wrote down what they discovered. And that's what this document talks about, is a lot of what they discovered and saw. And it's really mind-opening.
There's a thing called the Gateway Experience In-Home Training Series. You get a manual, and it's for applying expanded states of awareness. There are 6 albums called Waves of Change. It's on CDs too, by the way.
All right.
Just in case you're still still ripping a CD player, you drive to work.
Do they have,
plug it
do
in?
Do they have? I think Mr. Conspiracy is going to need them on 8-track or cassette for his dirty old van.
I just got a big hand.
Yeah. The one thing that does interest me about this. I'm reading
it's
these
cool.
DVDs.
Actually,
It says, like, many people have experiences without trying and then wonder what the heck happened. Like, I don't really know what that means, but in my head what popped in is, like, I sometimes have these, like, vivid daydreams where I'll be like, you know what I have in the most? In the morning, every day I get in the morning and I get in the shower and I go, I'm going to have a quick-ass shower.
Is this before you've had coffee? Because I think that's how everyone feels.
Yeah, no, it's before I have coffee. And then I get the hot water hits me, and next thing you know, I'm in a trance, and I just stand under the water for what feels like hours, and I just think I'm in my own head. And then, like, I'll have these, like, almost like vivid, like, I'm awake, I'm wide awake, I'm just standing, but I'll have these, like, almost vivid hallucinations where, like, I'm just so deep in thought and, like, daydreaming that, like, I lose my eyesight and I'm just, like, completely in the daydream.
Yeah,
I have these weird experiences. I have that all the time. This was like, I wonder if this kind of like hones that.
See, I think everyone's experienced that. I mean,
does everyone have that?
I've had times where, like, you know, you get the water temperature just perfect, and you just stand there. And honestly, like, yeah, I don't do anything. Okay. I don't move. I don't move a muscle on my body. I just stand there.
Has no one else done the fucking isolation chamber?
No,
I don't think so.
I've gone like 6 or 7 times now. This is exactly what it is. You go in this fucking chamber, and the water temperature is your body temperature. So it's like you don't really feel the water.
Yeah.
And it's super high salt. So you float right on top. Like you're barely even in the water, but like it's just all one temperature. And it's sealed shut. It's completely black. And honestly, you just get into the craziest deep thought you could ever imagine. I got to the point where I'm like in such deep thought, I feel like I'm spinning around in like in circles in this tub, but you can't turn or move. But you're
so weird.
You're so in your own mind, like you're just like floating around, spinning. Oh. Like, what the fuck is going on?
What?
But it's the coolest thing. I come out of there. I went in there one time. I thought I was in there for like 4 days. I came out, I was like, holy shit, I feel so good.
That's nuts. I remember there was a Simpsons episode about that. And then he just like, they end up taking him out and like transporting him down the highway, and he falls out and... He thinks it's all just a vivid dream. He's getting his ass whooped the whole time.
That's at that like Wolverine place or whatever.
Wolverine place?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, those chambers you're talking about, Zelly. What's the place called?
Well, the ones here in Kelowna. There's one called Float Space.
Yeah.
And fuck, what's the other one called?
Because I thought the same guys who ran Beyond Nutrition, like they're Andrew's friends. I bet they'd give us a steal of a deal.
Oh, yeah, one's called Float Space, and I think his buddy's one's called Gravity. Float and
Gravity,
Wellness.
That's what
I've seen
why,
that place,
why I thought Wolverine was beyond me.
I don't know.
Maybe we should all go do that one day. That'd be cool, and then talk about our experience after. That'd be pretty sweet.
It's actually really cool.
Like, did you talk to yourself in it, or did you just sit there and like
Honestly, I have lived like, well, first time I went in, I was completely sober. I just wasn't sure what to think of it. So I went in and it's like, I actually almost felt like I fell asleep, but woke up like super refreshed.
Yeah.
And the second time I went in, I ate like a edible, like a pretty strong one. I went in and just like went on a fucking journey.
Nice.
Like it was the craziest thing. So I was like, I could see like it's for me, it was awesome.
How long did you stay in for?
The first time I just did 45 minutes.
Yeah.
The second time I did an hour and a half, and I've done 2 hours is the longest.
Oh,
but after 2 hours like,
in blackness,
you know what? The water is really warm.
You gotta pee a lot.
So you gotta pee, but you can't pee in there. Like you would never pee in there because there's barely any water. Like it's completely noticeable if you pee. Yeah,
they open Mr. Conspiracy's chamber and they're like, dude, the water's gold, man. Gold, Mr. Conspiracy, gold.
No, but this kind of stuff, like when I see this thing, like at first, you first read it, like, this seems a little crazy. But then when you're in that type of situation and it actually happens to you, like just because you're there and that's like what it's for, like unlocks that part of your brain.
Well, that's such a, like, it's such a strange, like everyone knows about it. Everyone knows that there's something else. There's your third eye. And I mean, nowadays everyone thinks that it's blocked or I don't know, maybe some people have access to it still, but I don't know. Like
the third eye, like a lot of people say, like in the conspiracy world, like it's been calcified almost on purpose to block that type of thinking. But in the scientific world, they'll say like, well, we don't really know what the third eye is.
Well, that's the thing, is like, what, like even if someone says it was to block a dangerous type of thinking or something like that, it's like, well, what was so dangerous about it? What type of thinking was it?
I wonder what Andrew's not here, but what the actual what's the scientific explanation for the, like your, what's it called? Pineal gland?
Your pineal gland? Yeah.
Does it produce like something? I know like they think they've tested it. If you listen to the Joe Rogan Experience, they talk about it all the time. Is they tested it in rats. Like, but you have to dissect them live. So when they're like sleeping and you got to like dissect them live and get into their pineal gland, and they found DMT. That like hallucinogen, it's like the natural LSD, like the thing kind of thing.
Your brain like naturally produces before you die or something.
So they think that like it produces that like while you sleep and you're in like an altered state of consciousness, it's your pineal gland is producing that. But they can't test it because they can't really operate on a live human. But they do it in rats.
It's so weird though, like with those like chambers and stuff that like you lay down in pure blackness and like the water's just right and your consciousness will just be like, fuck this body, I'm out of here.
Honestly,
like, that is strange. Oh, it's you honestly, put it that way. That's
it's
a really
honestly
weird
fucking weird. The first time, maybe not. Honestly, if you're claustrophobic, you're like, you're never going to go in there.
I'd do it, but you know, I do have the feeling of claustrophobic every now and again.
But at the same time, once you get in there and you close a door, it's so dark that doesn't even feel like you're in anything.
Well,
it's a weird kind of like double entendre because like, I don't like being sealed in tight spaces. But I'm also hella good at relaxing, so it's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what's going to trump what.
Yeah.
But I think pure darkness, I just like, I think close your eyes. It'd be so weird. Maybe, you know what? Maybe when I'm down, I want to try it. I think. Is it costly?
I think, well.
Is it costly to lay in a tube of lukewarm water for 2 hours?
it's probably more than you think it is.
I'm thinking it's fucking steep.
It's not like massage therapy or anything like that. If that's what you're thinking. No, it's like
when I did it, it was like
I think it was $60 for an hour.
And then
the first time you go, you get it for 30, and then it's like $60 for an hour. I don't know. It depends how many. Like if you buy like a punch pass or whatever. Like all places are different, but it's not like it's not super unreasonable. And
buy a punch pass where you get Slurpees too.
And you buy a punch pass, you get a 10th one free, buddy. Everyone knows that. It's the same for any business.
That'd be fun to go try, actually.
I actually think we should, the next time we have time and we're all in town, we should all do it and then go and chat about it, about the experience after.
That would be interesting. Very interesting.
Because we'd all have such different experiences.
Oh, yeah. It'd be strange if someone...
I want to try. No joke. I would do it with a little bit of mushrooms and go in there. And imagine the shit that would happen.
Fuck.
Because, like, weed's pretty minor as far as...
Oh, you'd travel through space.
That's what I mean. I would be fucking in a different universe. I'd be experiencing time, standing still, I'd be like going backwards in time, probably. I could only imagine.
You're going sideways in time, buddy.
Time wouldn't exist. I'd just go anywhere I wanted. Just boop. Oh, it's up here. Oh, it's up there.
I'd be down to try that, actually. I bet that'd be incredibly
even just to go. We'll start with just going, and we'll work.
Jump into the deep end right away.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do then? Which everyone should do something different.
Yeah, some I'll, do shrooms, I'll do it some sober.
Brayden gets drunk.
Brayden gets drunk.
He has to pee, though, all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Huh? Andrew won't do anything because he's scared of pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think Andrew would go in the tube.
You'd
have to push him in.
I think I'd really want to just do it just normal. Normal. I'd probably like have a nice tea or something, get myself in the mood.
I'd recommend that definitely the first time for sure.
And then but Mr. Conspiracy, what else been intriguing you lately?
One thing I've been noticing that's been popping up all over the globe is it's called the Black Ring phenomenon.
Black rain.
Ooh. Black ring.
Black ring.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what it
black
is
rain.
What it is it's just like big black smoke rings that they've like appeared all over the planet. They just float there. They don't break apart and dissipate like most smoke does.
Oh shit.
They just fucking hover. And like there's tons and tons of videos of it. People videotaping these things, and like some people are like, oh, they're from smokestacks and shit like that, but it's like they're like they pop up in places that smokestacks aren't very close.
I'm trying to look for a picture.
I see a picture.
As soon as I type it in, all I find is this old Kirk Douglas movie called Black Rain. But I'll tell you, he looks pretty fucking cool in this movie.
I don't know, like.
It's just floating weird, just floating like almost just, if someone blew like a smoke ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like where do they come from and where do they go? And where do you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
But it's like
you want to hear an explanation?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I found this super quick, so it seems pretty good.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is just for the one above Argentina. And no one knew what it was. And they think because there was a firework display, like a zombie festival.
Yeah.
And they had like zombie themed fireworks. And they said it was just like leftover ring from the smoke.
Oh, black rings?
Yeah. What did you think I said? Rain?
No, rings. Yeah, it's a black ring from the smoke.
Oh, no, not black rain.
No wonder. That's why the Kirk Douglas movie I looked up was Black Rain.
I thought you said Black Ring.
Well, you asked him that and then I thought he corrected that. And you're like, okay. But I guess not.
Maybe he did. I was taken away by Kurt Douglas's impressive like leather jacket in this movie cover. All right, continue. What's the
anyways?
Well, there's nothing really to it. It's just a strange
now
phenomenon.
Is there I just seen this one in Argentina, but you said all over the world.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. There's tons of videos from
so this one cannot be just from the if they're all the same.
Well, I mean.
Let me find another one.
From a firework display, leftover smoke. And like the videos that I saw of these like strange rings, they just like they hover there.
Oh, there's one in fucking Kazakhstan too.
They kind of move like as if they're like floating on the wind or something, but they don't really move.
Oh, what the fuck?
It is kind of weird.
Have you guys ever seen this? I never seen it before. Yeah, like it was blowing my fucking
identical
mind.
Smoke ring in Chicago,
yeah,
2002, Florida,
everywhere,
Florida, 2013, Nevada's Black Rock Desert, 2008.
Everywhere. Man, I'm telling you, like it's everywhere,
dude. It's weird because like smoke.
What are
like,
these?
Smoke from a firework would dissipate. Like
exactly.
I've been watching this thing for
get hit in the
almost a minute.
Well, smoke from fireworks is white, isn't it?
Well, this one, they are all the explanations say it's from. Fireworks.
It's bullshit.
Well, I don't know if it's bullshit. Maybe.
I've never seen a smoke ring just sit there like that.
Neither have I. And like that, they all look like that. Like they all act the same. Like smoke, like as soon as it would rise a little bit, there'd be a wind draft that would take it and it'd be gone. You wouldn't even see them. It would dissipate. These rings hold.
Maybe
the smoke holds.
Maybe the wind is what makes like the vortex and what keeps it together.
That's a good explanation. That could be possible, yeah.
I don't know a lot about like
I found it very strange. Like I saw one video strange. And then it was like, there's two more, there's four more, there's 8, 16 more.
They all say because of fireworks, but I don't know. This is pretty cool. Look it up.
Hashtag, black look smoke, it up.
Black smoke ring.
What do you think?
Black smoke ring is amazing, but it's no mystery, says NBC.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Oh, what the fuck do they know?
There's another one in Yorkshire that looks exactly the same. Oh, it's so fucking weird.
Isn't it?
That's the ring is a leftover remnant or artifact from an alien teleportation.
Okay, and quick change of topic. Braden, from the Randomatron fucking 5000 today, that story that came up.
X2, yeah. You're right.
Oh, okay. I swear to God, in one of our earlier case files, I talked about Planet Clarion and how it was hidden behind our moon.
You might have talked about that, actually.
No, I guarantee, because as soon as Braden said it, I looked at you and was like...
I was wondering what you're looking for. I was like, am I supposed to know what he's like, talking about?
Dude, I've talked about that shit before.
Can you give us a rundown? Do you still remember?
All I remember was like it was a bunch of different people all over the planet were being abducted by this, like, it was a group of people like they thought were like looked humanoid, but were like tall and like gorgeous, like all of them were good looking, and they would be like, yeah, we're like visitors from another planet, we're just beyond your moon, like we orbit with the moon, so you guys can't see us. Like, we're on the back, behind the dark side of the moon. And they would come down and just, I don't know, chill. Like, they never really fucked anyone's day up or anything like that.
They were behind the dark side of the moon.
Sorry, like, they're just behind the moon. So, like,
they're always moving with the moon?
Yeah.
Always out of sight.
Yeah. Always out of sight.
Here it is. Either their orbit would have to be so fast.
Well, that might be.
If they're, like, or they have to be really close to the moon.
Yeah.
Because if they're, like, way far out to keep speed...
Oh, it'd be humming.
You'd be fucking humming, man. If you had to keep speed with the moon, whole way around, you'd be fucking cooking.
Like, obviously, like, it's just, it wouldn't be that far
What would their year be?
It'd be fucking, well, their year, I guess it'd be the...
It'd probably just, I can't imagine it'd be very
the year,
far.
The year would be the same pretty much as the orbit of the moon.
It could just be like a smaller...
Right?
Something small that...
I mean, in the grand scheme of possibilities... Of the Earth, I don't know. So I guess something could be moving that fast, but like to be precisely, well, you know what? I can't even say that because the fact that the moon's tidal locked and it's floating in space and doesn't rotate at all is beyond me. Like that to me, I'm like, so.
Yeah, like who's to say there's not something that's held in orbit behind the moon?
We got perfect. I'm like, you know what? The moon itself is just an absolute anomaly to me. So I'm like, this fuck.
Every I don't know. Look
I think
up.
About it, this fucking thing floats in the sky, doesn't rotate at all.
Oh, you see the same fucking weird craters every night.
No, it doesn't move at all. It's perfectly locked and just hovers around. It's in space. Like, you think that it could even have just the tiniest bit of spin, like slow rotation.
Asteroid.
Perfect.
No, I guess our gravity just holds it tight, man.
In this chaotic universe, it's perfectly still.
It really is.
I think it is a mystery, and there's only one other moon that is like that in our solar system, Phobos, like the Mars moon.
Yeah,
and you get a lot of theories about Mars was once inhabited, and maybe one of the requirements for like life to actually develop on a planet or survive is you need that type of moon to like take asteroids or take impacts.
Yeah, control fucking. Something on Earth,
and the moon also dictates tides and shit, which create like helps with weather and like atmospheric circulation. So maybe like you pretty much need that moon to like have a condition of life on a planet. Imagine a planet like ours, no moon. So we only have like a small tide from the sun, but we don't really have that tide. So the atmosphere doesn't really spin. So maybe you don't have the right climate. Maybe life never even. Maybe the weather is just too erratic to really like support life long term. So you only get like microorganisms and bacteria and shit.
Yeah, fact. Yeah.
So maybe that's like when they say like on all these other like moons of Titan and Jupiter and Saturn and shit, that's the only life you find because they don't have a moon of their own. So they don't. Maybe they can never progress.
It's not. Yeah. Fuck, man. That's crazy to think like that.
Hmm.
Blowing my mind.
A huge case file request is talking about the moon, the artificial nature of the moon.
Oh,
it honestly is like to just look at it, and then you're like, oh man, look at that moon, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, it's weightless in space, right? Like, literally, you could be like something could hit it, and it should just move just a little bit, or wobble, or weeble wobble, or anything.
Well, the moon is slowly pulling away from us, slowly though. I don't know how many. I don't know what they say. Like hundreds of millions or billions of years, it's going to eventually like let go of the orbit.
Well, there was that old theory that fucking an asteroid hit, and then that's how the moon formed, was from that asteroid hit, right? Well, have you ever heard that theory?
Well, that's the old theory, is a planet smashed into Earth, which created the moon. Like the moon popped out of that collision and they formed in like a tidal lock thing. That's kind of how they think. But that's just like, who fucking knows?
Yeah,
at that point, like, you got two like high speed, ginormic fucking objects flying through space. They hit it just like a molten fireball and they just like fuse and bounce off. It's like a full reset. You can never tell like what they were before.
Like, well, if you look on like Google Maps and stuff, like you can see there's some pretty big fucking like
huge
circular craters on the face of the
craters,
Earth.
Yeah, but that's like from asteroids and shit.
I mean, two little Earths just coming and just bink, just bumping into each other. I can imagine it'd probably be a fucking like cataclysmic event if that sort of thing ever happened.
That's a world killer for sure.
Oh yeah, like as soon as it would enter our atmosphere, everything would fucking catch fire.
Because what? How big do they say is like a global killer? Of an asteroid.
It's not very big, isn't it?
Like 100 kilometers or something.
Yeah, it's not that big. It would be fucking... Well, look at that tiny little one that hit that house that you were working on.
Still don't know if that was a space poo or not.
Even if it was a space poo, that thing had some fucking velocity on it, man.
Yeah. But imagine you had... It's 100 kilometers. If that can destroy the planet, or like wipe out life on the planet, not destroy the planet. Imagine one... The size of the moon. Like it just explode.
Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of comets and shit, what was that thing? It was just like a week ago, there was a comet that passed dangerously close between Earth and the moon, and they didn't even see it coming.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah, that was the one that...
Oh, I'd have pulled that up. That should have been space news.
Is it the danger zone around Earth for like anything that they would say is like what was the wording that they put? Like a critical event was like 200,000 miles diameter, like around Earth. Like if anything passes that close, that's dangerous. And yeah. this one was like 60,000 or something like that. Like
this was
dangerously close.
This was April 16th. Asteroid as big as a warehouse is freakiest near miss in years. It just came out of nowhere. Just came flying through between the Earth and Moon. They're like, holy shit, there's one right there.
So how, between the Earth and the Moon?
Yeah, so they came close. Between the orbits.
How far away is the Moon?
400,000 kilometers or something.
Shit, that's real close, man.
But it was like, it just came out of, because it wasn't really big enough to see.
Well, man, how do you see anything coming in space? Like, that blows my mind, and they're like, oh, we got one. Comment. Like, how do you just pinpoint?
Oh, dude, it's a crapshoot.
It is like finding a needle on the fucking island of Manhattan. Like, you're not going to do it. You can't find it.
Well, and yet they that's do. Bullshit. I'm sure I guarantee you if I walk down Manhattan and find
it. If I was in a helicopter 200,000 feet and dropped one and was just like, go find it.
It has to be that same needle. I thought you would go to the fucking
I'm sure it's like Vancouver.
I'm sure there's needles all over the ground.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They can barely see anything. I think they only say that, was it, they've only mapped 2% of the sky or something? Well, maybe less.
Yeah.
I understand that.
They only can monitor 2% of the sky.
There's tons of times that they'll be like, oh, we see an asteroid coming. It's going to pass by this day. And it's like, how do you even see that thing coming in the first place?
Probably we'd have to get someone on super smart to really tell us like the astrophysics of how they really find that stuff. Some of it's probably due to gravity. Some of it's due to
what do you mean due to gravity? Like they can feel it?
I think it's more like they predict it.
Like, that even blows my mind even further.
Because once I think that they probably do it like there's probably a whole bunch of different ways to do it, but they probably have a more or less they're like, all right, the Perseid meteor shower is coming because we know it comes.
Yeah, during this.
Okay. We don't know. Maybe might not be as big. Like who knows? Really knows? But so, I think they have a lot of not. We don't say guessing, but like calculated. judgments.
So you're saying it's all just down to mathematics. Like, there's formulas that they
to like find as many off. As they can. Just yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff like that, but they definitely can't.
What do you think they're running numbers like? Okay, there's a 1 in a billion chance in this part of the sky that there might be something flying towards us, and then they just start looking in that direction and see something
possible.
Fuck me.
I mean, because they can't see everything. So I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I get that. But
so they're probably trying to just guess where stuff could be.
The fact that they're guessing anything right and finding things towards us blows my mind.
We think there should be something in this part of the sky. We're going to look. Oh, yeah, there's an asteroid. It's no. Yeah, we found one. We mark it. Just, you like take down all its measurements, like its trajectory through the solar system. And like, okay, it might come back in 5 years or whatever, right? They can map that kind of stuff, but you have to find it first, right? Unless it's a comet and it's like its tail's burning. You can see it like.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
That just burns out pretty much.
Anyways, that was a little tangent, but that was pretty crazy.
That was cool. That was a fun talk.
Okay, what else you got on that list?
What was the last one that I said? Black Ring?
Black Rings.
Yeah. Okay, so I found a bunch of videos of, in Australia, these two guys claimed. So have you ever heard of what's called a Tasmanian tiger?
Yeah.
So they're extinct. They went extinct in like the 1800s, like late 1800s.
Yep.
So these people in Australia claim to have captured one on video.
Cool.
You know, there's a couple different videos, and I watched them, and I zoomed in on them. And I don't. It's hard to tell what's there, but it looks like there's something.
There's something there.
There's something there. It's hard to tell what it is. It looks like some sort of cat. It's not very big, but like it's a weird face. Like you can kind of see it looking. Like at the camera at times, at a distance. I know it's strange because like the last time that thing was seen was like late 1800s. So if it's resurfaced, awesome. That's amazing. That's come out of extinction.
Well, then it would never have been extinct. They just thought it was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like we've had it in the records as extinct for long ass time now. It's out of that now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like. Hashtag look it up. Tell us what you think, because I don't know. It's a tough one. It's in the distance, in the jungle.
Well, like, I'm looking at a picture of a Tasmanian tiger, and they're pretty recognizable.
I'm talking, like, this thing's at a distance.
That's what I mean.
Amongst like, a rock, and like, they give it a little red circle around what they think's it.
That's what I mean, though. But if you've seen one of these in the wild, they'd be like, holy shit, that's a Tasmanian tiger. It's got stripes. It looks like a striped, like, muscular raccoon without, like, it's not really, like, furry. Like, it doesn't have a lot of hair.
It's a strange-looking creature, man. Like,
but they don't have a lot of pictures of him because...
There's one, like...
They're all black and white because they're from like 120 years ago or whatever.
I've seen one like really good.
I'm looking at the pictures you think it is, right? It's like blurry in the distance. I'm going to turn around and show you this one here. Something like that?
No. This one, like...
That one looks like a
It's looking
fox.
Down like a game trail. And like you can see there's like a bunch of like... I don't know what the... I can't... If it was turkeys or if it was chickens this? Or something. That's the one.
All right. So what we're looking at here is...
It is
a game cam. It's not in focus. And what's being circled doesn't look like...
It's hard to tell.
...anything.
Like, so there was a bunch of other pictures that I saw of it, like, where, like, you can see it. It's obviously just, like, sitting up and looking at something, and, like, they've circled the head and the neck, and, like...
There's definitely something there, but it doesn't, like, you can't fucking see what it is.
But, like, they claim it's a Tasmanian tiger. I don't know. You guys be the judge of that one. All the listeners out there.
Tasmanian tiger is a cool looking animal, though, from its old pictures.
Yeah, it is sweet.
It's like a weird mix between like a dog and a rodent.
They're strange, man. Like they're weird, like weird to look at.
Huh.
Granted, I guess that list of extinct species runs fucking long, and I can only imagine what sort of animals were out there 200-300 years ago plus. Like shit that you don't hear about anymore or read about anymore or see pictures of because there wasn't cameras back then.
That's something I've wanted to look more into because I've heard from a lot of different people that we're actually going through one like a mass extinction right now.
Oh yeah, just they say like half of the fucking...
Just because of how many species are being extinct, like going into extinction every year is like unprecedented since like the dinosaurs pretty much.
We're going through almost like an artificial ELE.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're doing it and kind of driving the ship.
Yeah, we're definitely controlling a lot. So we start the dominoes, like we take out a huge, like, let's say like we knock down 20% of the rainforest. That knocks out huge populations, and then just starts dominoes, like the food chain just dominoes for a while, and the whole area gets like off balance, and you lose like thousands of species really quickly.
Really fast.
We don't even know what we're losing sometimes, especially down there in the jungles, because like they're finding new stuff just as fast as stuff is going extinct.
Shit, man. There's stuff that's like exclusive to certain parts of this planet, like in small pieces.
Like one exclusive, valley. Yeah. One like, valley, there'll be like a species
one valley,
of something.
One crevice, one cave. Certain species, and it's like you fuck that up, they gone.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's when like a lot of people say like evolution is not real, like it's a sham kind of. But I think I kind of agree with it on a lot of things, except for humans. We don't really make sense.
No, we're fucking retarded, man.
No, we just like we just don't really fit with anything else.
Dude, we don't fit anywhere on this earth. You drop us naked, how we're born, in the desert.
Oh, we're fucked.
We die. Drop us in the cold, we die.
What else on the planet is like that?
No, but we don't die because we've adapted everywhere.
Yeah,
that's the weird part about us.
And look how fast anything else on the planet from the time it's born to the time its first steps is that fast. It takes us fucking years. Some people take years to be able to even walk, talk.
Well, it's because we have such big brains that our gestation period is shorter because women need to give birth before the baby's skulls form, or else they would all die.
Yeah, you just wouldn't be able to push that shit out.
No.
Well, it's like humans are 9 months, but like dogs
you're
are
useless
like
forever.
Like mammals and stuff are like 3 or 6 months, and they like pop out a whole litter of 12, and they're like, "Whoa, off we go." You're like, holy fuck, these things are already fully functional.
It's crazy, man.
Like deer when they're born. Stand within up, like half an running. Hour, they're fucking sprinting around. Like,
yeah.
You're like, holy
running,
shit.
Running from fucking predators and shit.
Yeah, they're sprinting. They're sprinting through the woods.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
And like, they got humans. It's fucking like at least 10 or 12 years before you're like kind of self-sufficient.
You're able to do shit on your own.
And then like 18 or 20, you're like, pretty much you can do everything. But not till 25, your brain is actually fully, solidly formed. Yeah. Like, everything's like, that's who you are now. 25 years, you fucking come into like a full adult, fully functional, capable human being. Even though you can have a kid when you're like 12 or 13, still, you're not a real, like, full functioning human until you're 25.
No, you're still eating dirt, playing in mud and shit like that. Like, fuck.
So that's weird. So we've talked about it so many times. Sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
What I mean is just like, yeah, we've adapted now, but like, if you were to drop us in these environments, like we just don't fit.
No, yeah, we don't.
Well, what else on this planet gets like harmed as bad as humans do by the sun?
What animals?
We get burnt.
Yeah,
we get burnt fucking bad.
Well, we get burnt because we're super white.
Well, I mean, anyone on the planet, you sit out in the sun long enough, it's super
hot.
Bad.
Yeah,
a lot of animals on this planet, it's what they need to survive. Is to sit out in the sun and collect that energy. For us, it's harmful, man. It isn't good for us. Everything else, like what else on the planet is like us?
Well, we're mammals, technically. So we're warm-blooded, yes. So like, not too many mammals go and sun themselves. It's only that's like reptiles and stuff. But yeah, we're like, we don't really, or we're not made for most of the climates on the planet.
Absolutely.
We're only made only made really for like tropical climates where it doesn't really get cold. Really. Anywhere else, like you have to like gear up. You got to like make, you would have had like the first humans, whoever, whatever they were, either you believe in evolution and we just popped out of Neanderthals or some other type of hominid. We just had to learn all the stuff. We're like, okay, our skin is so weak. We need to put clothes on, or like we get fucked up. Yeah, that's weird. Such a cool thing to think about.
It's crazy.
What else? Okay.
It's Yeah, it is. What else you got, Mr. Conspiracy? What else you got for us?
Okay, so this is one cool thing that I found. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet. I don't think so. I don't listen to this fucking podcast, so I don't know. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I just gotta find
it. 2 seconds while I look this thing up.
No. I'm just
hashtag
scrolling.
Looking
was,
it up.
I was reading
currently.
It, and I'm all the way down at the bottom. So, it's the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Oh yes.
You guys have talked about those?
We haven't talked about them, no, but
you've heard about them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what this is there's, I don't even know how to explain it. There was like it's like a sheet metal map that was found, and it comes in two pieces, and they're like, you know, you put them together to complete the map, and it pointed to like a bunch of different places all over the planet and had like hidden secrets of like treasure and like accounted for what was buried there. And like there's certain items on this list that were like, a lot of it's in detail, like, you know, item number 3 in funeral shrine, third row of stones, and then it lists how many gold nuggets, how many gold ingots, anything like that. Have you read about the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Oh, I've seen them on Ancient Aliens, I think, too.
Have you?
Yeah.
So what? I don't watch Ancient Aliens. What did they say about that? Because it fascinates me. Like it's like a fucking ancient treasure hunt, man.
Well, it's like the biggest discovery of like ancient
scrolls
literature ever found.
Yeah. Like that, I found it. Have you guys talked about this before?
And well, it's the biggest thing we found that they can actually decipher really what it means.
Yeah.
Like the oldest is like Sumerian, but it's like Sumerian, I guess, is a whole, it's a language on its own. And the only reason they can kind of translate it is because like another civilization after them somehow like managed to translate it kind of to their language. So we had to like translate back. I can't remember what was the culture. It was like a Babylonian or like something that came after Sumeria. Yeah. They had to like translate the Babylonian text about the Syrian texts to understand what the Syrian or not Syrians, the Sumerians, what they were talking about, right? It was like a double translation. So that's why there's so many variations of the Sumerian text. You have like the Zechariah Sitchin Sumerian text about the Anunnaki and all that, like the whole that thing. And then you have collegiate studies of the like very, very conservative. They don't make any claims about extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Like they have different ways to, like, but no one really knows because we're trying to decipher a language that's unlike any other language on the planet through a language that we've had to relearn backwards.
Yeah. So that's so it's like that game, the telephone game.
Yeah, it's like, well, what we think,
it's like
they,
typing,
they talk about that.
Google Translate into Thai to English, like it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Or, you translate into Thai and then back to English and back to Thai and then back to English. You get something completely different than you started
with. Okay. So even if it is wrong, like even if we've translated it completely off, it's then very strange that they all translate to different places on the planet. And some of them go into like crazy detail of where shit's buried and where it's hidden. And, you know, people have tried to like. It's just not very. You know, it's. It's hard to decipher. Like it speaks vaguely. Like, so it's like, you know, a row of 13 stones, like that could be fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, right? Lots
it could
are
be talking about anything.
Lots are falling apart, but like they have prophecies by like some of the apostles, like from the Bible that aren't in the Bibles, and like weird shit like that, like tons of weird stuff. It's such a cool find.
It blew my mind when I came across it. Like, just everything about it is. If you don't know about it, that's something.
Hashtag.
Look it up. It's interesting as hell.
Is the Dead Sea that one that's like, it's so salty you can like just float in it?
Yeah, and it's like well below sea level.
I think I don't know.
And the Dead Sea is shrinking like a lot, and they say within like 30 or 40 years it's going to be gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's evaporating. But yeah, it's like it's the same salt. That's what the same thing is in those float tanks. that same salt content, like super high salt, you just float on top. Like you just like bounce around in the water, you never sink.
Really? That's crazy.
No matter who you are, no matter what bone density, how fat you are, no matter anything, you'll always float on top because it's so buoyant. So super cool. But yeah, the Dead Sea is like something like, I want to say it's like way below sea level. So like 1,000 feet below sea level.
What I had read too is that like two nobodies had discovered like the biggest archaeological find like in history.
It is like when they 1,400 feet below sea level.
1,400?
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
So it's like yeah, two nobodies just like happened across this shit on the beach.
What shit?
Like the iron, like the
oh, this stuff that found the Dead Sea Scrolls in yeah. the end.
And like man, like two nobodies just like came across it, like. Imagine the shit that's out there underwater that currents are just pushing around and like one day it's going to get found.
Oh, dude, that's
or
why,
not.
That's
or
why
it's just
crazy.
Buried.
It's crazy that like, you know, in all those war-torn countries in the Middle East, like you got to think that's where a lot of ancient civilizations, like really old stuff,
100%.
And we just have no idea because they're like, you know, the powers that be now and like the radicalists are just going and destroying old, like they're almost doing what, you know, like when the Buddhists would come over or like the Myanmar would come into Thailand and destroy all the Buddhist temples. Right. Just,
yeah.
It's like, they're doing that now with all these ancient structures and like, who knows, like if they've been like, if they're finding Dead Sea Scrolls, do you think they're like keeping them? No, they're burning them. Right. It's sacrilegious.
Probably.
Right. So it's crazy. I can't even imagine the amount of information and stuff that's being lost over there.
Well, that's like a huge conspiracy is, yes, the United States is over there for oil and resources.
I'd imagine there's other
and
shit,
and for
too.
Banking and for more control to expand the complex, right? But there's also the theory that they're over there because all this ancient knowledge is like a different paradigm of how the world once was. So,
oh, yeah.
So they're...
Strong, like strength. Like there was...
So it was just different,
amazing
like complete,
things back.
It was just a completely different time, like
yeah.
And so there was like, well, any type of knowledge that they had that they could build all those mega structures with primitive knowledge, whatever knowledge it was,
it's worth knowing.
Maybe it's worth it for us to know, like as a human whole, mm-hmm. to know that stuff. But because big industry and big corporations, like in our world, our Western world, is based on capitalism, like just continuous growth. The economy has to grow every year, or you have a recession and like people lose them all their retirement and all that. So like it's built on this growing, but these old cultures, maybe it's a little different. Maybe they did have more knowledge of the actual earth itself and stuff. They're like, well, this isn't probably not good for, you know, us, or we want the knowledge for ourselves and we're just going to keep it. So that's one of the conspiracies. They're over there like, either destroying or taking or hoarding all this stuff.
But like Braden said, though, like I've seen videos of them just smashing fucking temples.
Oh, 100%.
Like tons.
Using it for target practice and shit.
Oh, yeah. Burning like massive piles of books, like literature that we didn't even know what the fuck it was. Like it's just piles of books, man. Like who knows what type of books they were, if they were important, what they read, what the knowledge in those things were. Gone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's just like, imagine how much stuff has been lost over like the last 100,000 years.
100,000?
Oh, yeah.
Like the last 1,000 years.
That too. Like we always think that we're gaining so much knowledge, but like we're also losing a lot.
We're gaining it back now, I think.
We're gaining new knowledge now. Like there's, it's definitely not.
It's different.
Yeah, it's way different.
Because if you watch Ancient Aliens, or if you've ever heard of like, was it called the Vedic texts, the Indian texts?
No, I've never heard of those.
Anyways, they like they're like wizards of anatomy. They're like medical geniuses, like thousands and thousands of years ago, and they found all these old Vedic texts and they how to build, how to make concrete, all the stuff. They think that there is in some of these Vedic. I think I'm saying it wrong. Vedic texts. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyways, they pretty much found plans that someone had already made atomic weapons.
Wow.
What?
So when that guy, like Henry Oppenheimer, was that his name? Oppenheimer? The guy who made the bomb?
Sounds right, yeah.
I'm just talking out of nowhere here, so I'm probably wrong. But anyways, when he fucking lit off the first bomb, he quoted that ancient text and he said, like, now I've become Death, Destroyer of Worlds, because he is quoting the same thing that supposedly the guy before him who created the bomb said. Oh, he's like quoting the guy when he said it. And then when someone asked him, like, oh, yes, are you the first? I can't remember who it was. There's that, you always hear it. It's like a quote, like, oh, yeah, I created the atomic weapons. And they're like, oh, yes, in modern times, yes. Or like, he was the first. Fuck, I'm fucking butchering
like the
here.
First, like the most recent.
Someone asked him, like, it, yeah, he's like, oh, how's it feel to discover this? It's like, oh, yes, discovered this, but like only in modern times. So they're saying like it had been discovered before.
Okay, I gotta take a leak.
Give me 2 seconds. Okay, we're gonna talk about you.
Okay,
we're probably gonna wrap it up here pretty quick anyway. So.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh yeah, hey, well, he should just wait. We could have wrapped it up. We've been going for an hour. That's okay. We'll keep going.
He really had to go.
Was he starting to shake in his chair?
Yeah, he was bouncing. Get to see in his face. He's like, oh, yeah, gotta go.
Oh man, people are loving the open channels. Open channels 3 is looking up like to be the best open channels. I'm reading all the people who are messaging us.
People got stories. People seen some shit.
Dude, I love listening to open channels. That was so fun. We gotta do it for a little less time though. It's a little long.
Well, it's because we booked a lot of people on, and then like I try only tell people 5 or 10 minutes, but it always goes 15 or 20. So then by the time you get to the end, it's like 3 hours.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll start doing that because like, I get up now most Sunday mornings and I just kind of I work on my other pod stuff that I've been working on. And I should just have an open channel while I'm just sitting here doing stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe I will do that. I gotta make a special Skype though, because I don't want to be using my personal one.
You just use the studio.
Oh, that's a good call. Maybe I will do that. Same password as we have for everything else. Password 1234.
1234, of course. Dot dot dot.
Dot dot dot. Okay, perfect.
Mr. Conspiracy's back.
Yeah.
I noticed some people wanted to purchase ads.
Yeah, we had people asking.
Ads? What do you mean?
That. Ads. People wanted to buy ad space.
They wanted to buy ad space on the podcast.
Sweet.
I told them no.
Fuck no. This is ad free, baby.
Ad free.
Advertise
another
podcast.
We'll give Mr. Conspiracy an hour. For free.
The worst ad of all.
That's pretty funny.
So I got nothing. I got really nothing else. There was an ancient spider found encased in amber with a long tail. It's found in Myanmar.
Interesting.
That is dated over 100 million years old. And remember those little like alien things? I think they're from the movie Alien, where like they got the big arms and like they wrap around people's heads and fucking with the tail, and people are always choking on them. Have you ever seen?
Like Aliens, like the first part of the xenomorphs?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they the face huggers.
Yeah,
they lay the egg in you.
So yeah, that's what it looks like. It fucking looks like that, man. But it's just a picture. You can't really. It doesn't.
But
have
not
a measurement.
Not
of it.
Giant like that.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't have a measurement of it. It's just a picture. So. I don't know. Anything, this thing looks fucking creepy. Anything with a tail and 8 more legs. Ooh. Getting the shivers.
I'm fucked. Weird. Yeah, ever since that movie Arachnid, as a little kid.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah, arachnophobia. Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking spider comes back and the banana shipment.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Fuck that.
Other than that, new species of fish. Discovered in Marinara. Marinara's Trench, 5 miles down.
Say it again.
Marinara's.
Say it again.
Mariana's Trench.
Marinara's.
Marinara's
Trench.
It's a species of deep sea starfish.
That was the best because you said it twice. Marinara's. Say it again.
Marinara's.
Oh, that's great.
Not very interesting. It's twice the size of a cigar. 5 miles down is where it was discovered. It says a species of deep sea snail fish. Deepest we've ever found anything living. So that's interesting. Always finding something new.
Life, as we always say, life will find a way.
wherever
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, he gets one in. It's been fucking years.
We'll find a way.
What do you mean he gets one in?
Don't worry about it.
I haven't said
a
life
know.
Will find a way in a long time.
If you don't
say,
know,
I used to sneak one in every episode.
I see. I see.
In the early episodes.
That's all I got. I got nothing else. That's it.
Hey, I will say that was a much better prepared power hour than we're used to.
Hey, you had some shit, man.
I actually had some shit written down this time. Okay, there's one thing I want to play. I found this game called Charlie Challenge. Where it's almost
Charlie Challenge.
Someone sent us something about this.
Yeah. Okay. So like it's on a sheet of paper, two pencils, and like you just ask Charlie questions. I guess.
Wait, who's Charlie?
How the fuck? I haven't researched it yet, but I thought we'd play it. Because, like, it's. I don't know. I guess you ask questions and, like, these pencils spin to yes or no.
Charlie. Charlie, please tell me. It's like a Ouija board, kind of?
Yeah, I'm guessing. I'm thinking so. It's so, like, we should get it all set up for, like, a spooky fucking podcast and play Charlie or something.
Cool.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting. Other than that, that's all I got for this time.
Oh, it's a much better power hour than we're normally used to.
Half a stone this time, as usual.
It did interrupt what was probably going to be the best podcast of all time for us. But,
probably.
But that's okay. We can save that. We'll save that one for another time. We'll shelf that. Anyways, any news or anything?
Well, we haven't read reviews in a while.
Oh.
Ooh.
Let's get a couple of those out.
And we should read them because there's a couple.
We should start pulling out the best of haters on Facebook for Mr. Conspiracy because some posts are fucking hilarious.
Can you send me the link to read them?
No, I can't because I'm on my iPad.
Oh, okay, no worries.
But
let's hear one.
I wanted to hear it, Mr. Conspiracy. Did you have someone that really made fun of you that you want to call out?
It was just recently some woman. I can't remember her name.
Some woman.
I didn't even care enough to look who she was.
Say, so, I can't be bothered. I'm Mr. Conspiracy.
Looked at her picture. She wasn't hot. So
you shallow motherfucker.
No, I'm just kidding. She said something about we were switching audio hosts and
there was a thing, yeah. Because we switched, you know what?
She had made some rude comment about how, oh my god, if Mr. Conspiracy was to take over. First of all, fuck that.
I'm gonna tell the story how it happened. But first let's have a quick cheers to SoundCloud because we no longer host with them, so they're cheers. Dead.
Yeah. They're dead to us now.
Dead to us. Only because it was too annoying to post. It took me too long, so we've switched to a dedicated actual podcast host. So it's much easier to post. And we can actually post, which is actually going to be cool, for Alien Con or any other time that we go somewhere, podcast right off our phone. Don't have to put them on the computer. I can just record and edit on the phone.
Really?
And put it live, which is pretty sweet.
I just showed me how to do that.
This is starting to sound suspiciously like an advertisement here.
I'm not saying... And they didn't pay me any money to say this, so no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to tell you who we do it. We switched to. We just switched, and it's just better. All right, I got some reviews up. I'll read a couple. Intellectual TPB stands for
TPB Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys from Big Load Blaster.
So we're the intellectual Trailer Park Boys
for USA. It's like listening to a very smart version of Trailer Park Boys. Super interesting concepts and theories. Did you just fart halfway through my review?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
10 out of 10. Would recommend. Keep up the good work, boys.
All right.
Thank you. That's hilarious.
That's cool. Yeah.
Speaking of Trailer Park Boys, season 10 just came out.
Yeah.
I got one too. This is crazy. Refreshing breath of intelligence from Sipa Lannan.
So obviously not episodes that I'm on.
I came across these guys a few days ago, listened to two podcasts, and became an immediate Patreon. With great subjects projected through humorous, intelligent conversation, they really open up a different way to think. Cheers from Vancouver.
Oh, that's close. Wow.
Close.
Real close.
It might be Vancouver, Washington, though. We don't know.
Yeah,
it says true. Canada.
No, this one's Vancouver, Canada.
Now it says Canada.
Man, it's...
That's really cool to hear. Awesome.
That's really
never
nice.
Thought of us as intelligent in
no,
anyway.
They're not
talking about you.
I didn't say me. I said us.
they're just talking about Dan, I think.
This one's...
Yeah, Dan's the fucking intelligent one.
I can't read the title, but I'm pretty sure it says, I swear to the gods, if I meet Mr. Conspiracy, I'm going to kick him in the balls. That's what I think it's going to say. I can only read the first part of it, but from the rest of it, that's what I think. You'll like this. This is from Mia. Maya? Mia? Mia?
Either
Mia,
way.
Mia. Anyways. You all know from my tweets that I think Mr. Conspiracy is lame. He is a disgrace to his title and his position. You should fire him.
Like I have a job or something here. Good God.
Golfing at Chicken Pizza? For real? I am a Canadian and have never seen an aurora. They seem like an urban legend to me. I am almost caught up on every episode, and I've only been listening since near the beginning of March. I will be so impatient when I run out of episodes. I love your content. I love your style, Skype fails and all. Your 9/11 episodes and updates are my favorites. Elisa Lam was fantastic, but it messed me up. I had known most of the story, but the prolapse part was a surprise. And now us fans are called prolapsers. Will we ever escape the elevator game and Elisa Lam? Hail the lizard people taking over our government and listening in on your recording sessions. Keep it up, guys, but seriously, if I see one more shadow person on my drive home, or if I suddenly lose time while driving home down a dark country Canadian road, because I was abducted, I'm blaming you. Love always, from Ontario, Mia.
Thanks, nice Mia.
Mia, fuck
Maya,
yourself.
Mia. Anyway, that's a nice long thought out 5-star review.
That wasn't very nice to me though.
Oh, no.
None of them are though, I guess.
Oh, this is a good one.
All right, let's hear it. Why do they all have me in them? Stupid. It was just hate.
The best there is. The best there was.
Is the title of
best
this
there
one.
Ever will be.
Doesn't say that, but that's what he implied, because I'm going to read it. Tony Fonick, USA. And I thought Bret Hart was the best thing to ever come from Canada. I was wrong.
Oh.
Wow.
That's some big praise.
Big praise.
Holy cow.
I've listened to every episode at least twice.
What?
And I have decided to defect to Canada. Lots of room, buddy. Come on over.
Yeah.
And become a paramedic and part-time carpenter.
Sweet.
He's fucking taking our jobs. I love it.
They took our jobs.
Taking
it.
So many podcasts sound like two homeless people sitting around a potato connected to a microphone. There's lots of good conspiracy podcasts, but I know what he means. There's some like that.
We just got a really good potato, man.
It's a great potato.
Yeah. It's a high-quality russet.
So Yukon Gold.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's funny.
But ATT has the best audio quality and comedy you can find.
Wow.
And they're pretty smart. Except for Mr. Conspiracy.
Fuck you, doesn't say that, does it? Ish.
Damn right it does. This pod is going to be huge.
It's gonna be huge.
Huge.
Alright, I think that's enough. There's more, but we'll save them.
I got one that I had up here.
Oh, you got more? Sure.
This last one. Beware from Chila W.
Beware.
Beware. This podcast isn't for the faint of heart. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sudden bursts of laughter, gasping for air because you're laughing so hard, and scaring innocent bystanders with an overly huge smile. People without a sense of humor should steer clear. Expect confused stares if you listen with headphones. You guys rock. Keep up the great work.
Cool.
Oh, thank you very much.
There's some nice ones. Awesome.
Great, great reviews, guys. Thank you very much. It's awesome.
You know what? I do want to say that fucking idiot David Weiss was on the Chris Jericho podcast, and I'm so jealous.
He got on Chris Jericho?
Yeah. He was on Talk is Jericho.
Talk about Flat Earth again?
Talking about Flat Earth again.
This is the guy that you guys had on, right?
We should do a follow-up episode and talk about bashing the Flat Earth with him.
I messaged him. I was like, hey, we had David Weiss on our podcast. I think he may have been on our podcast before he was on any other podcast, really. Like, talking Flat Earth.
It's possible. I'm not sure.
We were the first? That's cool.
Well, we were pretty early on. And I still say that it's for money. David Weiss is a smart guy. We've talked to him. I really like chatting with him. He's a good guy. I hate his theories. But I think he's doing it all for money, because on the Chris Jericho podcast, there's like the other big, like there's his like website for Flat Earth. And then there's like the rival. It's like the Flat Earth Society.
Right.
And he's like, they're quacks. Don't go to their website. Don't buy into their bullshit. Come to my Flat Earth site. We've got 50% off all the Flat Earth deals over here. Like, this is where you get your Flat Earth merch. Like, fuck that other Flat Earth place. Come on down to David Weiss's Flat Earth Convention.com.
We're currently overstocked on Flat Earth merchandise.
Yeah. We got flat hats. We got flat shirts. We got flat everything.
You want tires? We got them flat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You want globes? We ain't got them. Frisbee Earths. That's what we got. Everything's flat. Come on down to Flatsville.
That's hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
We got wacky waving on inflatable tube men, but you can't see them because they're flat on the ground. Come on down here to Flatsville. I'm David Weiss. 50% off anything.
Wacky waving inflatable arm inflating tube men.
But no, honestly, I laughed so hard because I was like, oh man, like now you're shooting down the other guys that are on your side.
Yeah.
With Flat Earth. I was like,
that's just retarded.
I was like, you're doing that because they're taking money from you. Like, people who go visit them aren't visiting you. It's just a big thing
exactly
to get money.
What it is. Yeah.
Right?
It's a money thing.
Popular thing to do, jump on a bandwagon.
Well, didn't that guy who tried to shoot himself up in the rocket? Didn't he crash? Yeah,
oh,
didn't he break his back?
He didn't break his back, but he was...
I heard he got severely injured.
It wasn't severely injured.
He was hurt. He was hurt.
He walked away.
Did he? I had read the one that I saw, he broke his back.
Into an ambulance and went to the hospital. So.
Yeah. He definitely had some compressed spine or something.
That's too funny.
I was upset. I would love to be on Talk is Jericho. I don't think I'd want to go on Talk is Jericho, but I'd love to have Jericho on our podcast, even just for 20 minutes.
That'd be cool.
His favorite conspiracies. We still got to get Raven back on too. I was watching WrestleMania 17 with Raven just this afternoon. He lost the championship to Kane.
Oh, did he?
But he was facing Kane and the Big Show, and he's just he looks like a little guy compared to them.
No, Raven wants to talk about Antarctica. So,
that'd be interesting.
We're gonna do it eventually.
Yeah, next time downtown we can try to line that one up again.
Yeah, if you don't know Raven, the Raven Effect podcast. Check it out.
Look it up.
He's a funny guy.
He's hilarious. All right, I got a couple.
Now
things.
Now that we have our potatoes fixed too, so yeah. It shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, we've got new Patreons, new supporters, a few new ones here in May. Hanny Jorgensen.
Hold Blair. On. What's the first? Say that again.
Hanny?
Hani.
Hani.
Oh, Hani. Hani. I thought you just couldn't say Hani.
It could just be Han. It could be Han. Oh. Maybe it's Han Jorgensen.
Oh.
Sorry,
sounds,
either way.
That sounds
better. Han Jorgensen. Yeah.
It's spelled H-A-N-N-E.
I don't know.
Jorgensen, that's got to be...
You recognize the last name.
So he's a Viking, or she's a Viking. Can't tell, there's no picture. pledged by Blair Nietzsche.
Nietzsche or Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. No, I think it's Nietzsche.
Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. Maybe it's Nietzsche. Yeah. Sorry for butchering the names today again, as normal. Thomas Moorcroft.
They usually message us and let us know that you said it wrong.
Bracket, so. Tommy Doom.
Oh, Tommy Doom.
Delete. We got a deleter.
Tommy Doom?
No. Jesse Adkins, she deleted.
She deleted her Patreon?
She supported for a while, though, so we still love her.
Okay.
Can't support forever. It's all good. And
that happens.
Pledge by Morgan. And that's it on this round
of
new pledges.
And if you haven't jumped onto our Patreon yet, I think we've been pretty good with releasing Patreon-only content. We got some good stuff. So if you're not getting enough from us from our always free feed, donate us some money. Get onto our Patreon feed. We dabble in other stuff. We play Dungeons & Dragons. We'll have more of the adventures of the followers of Bacab coming
for
up.
Bacab.
And, we have the one-star reviewer coming out shortly, and a couple good... You get a little, some intimate chats from me and Dan. It's good stuff.
It's good shit. We got more, definitely more on there, and we're working on more all the time. And now that we're actually over 100 patrons, so we're going to try and do something every week, or as close to as we can. That was our pledge, so we got to support it. So we're trying our best. And I got one more thing, and then we got to wrap this one up.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Zell's Prolapser of the Week. Freewheeling Seth. He's a skydiver and he wants to he's making a custom parachute with our logo on it.
No way.
Get out of here.
He asked permission to put. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
permission?
Not a parachute. A jersey. Sorry. But he's a skydiver.
That's cool.
But he's putting our fucking our logo on there. So that's sweet.
Where's he from? Cool.
Not sure. Wherever you're from, we love you.
If you're Australian, come find me, bud. Maybe I'll have a t-shirt for you.
Throw him out of a plane with no parachute. Get rid of him.
Who, me or him?
No, you. All right, that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Braden?
I'm just really excited to meet a bunch of people at AlienCon. So make sure to buy tickets. Like I said, we're just there to have a good time. So... if you're going or you're humming and hawing, you're nearby, fans of our podcast, you're going to come and meet a lot of like-minded people. We're all going to have a laugh, share some beers. I think it's going to be a really fun weekend.
And if you're from there and you're not going to AlienCon, it doesn't matter. We're still going to be there. So after hours, we're going out.
Sweet. I won't be there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Club 54.
I have no idea.
We'll
post where we're going. All right. Let's sign
anyways,
her off.
Like we always say, keep those eyes on the skies.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.